Hello and welcome back to the Holistic Women's Health Podcast. Who knew there was so much to know about water and honestly how controversial water is and all the water filters? I did a deep dive. I listened to all the podcasts. I watched a ton of YouTube videos. I watched TikToks. I watched Reels. I did my research. I researched the heck out of this topic because there's honestly so much to know. But I'm excited to get into this topic and give you lots of good information. A podcast that I really did like was Andrew Huberman's podcast, which I'll leave in the links below. This was a topic requested by Caitlin H., who wanted to know about water, water filters, shower sink, drinking water, all the benefits, do we need it? And the minute I saw this in the request, I have a form that you can fill out if you ever want to see any topics. I'll leave it in the show notes as well. So if you want to see guests or particular topics, and when I saw this from Caitlin, I was like, absolutely, I want to talk about this. It's something that we talked a lot about in nutrition school, more so in holistic school than in dietetic school, just about everything in our water and what we should be filtering out. And water is something that we can't live without. And ideally, you're consuming a proper amount every day, which tends to be a lot of water. So we are exposing ourselves to potentially harmful water, depending where you're getting your water from. So it makes sense that we would definitely want some high quality water to drink, not only for our brain health, our body, no more brain fog, no more headaches, proper hydration. Right now, there are trace amounts of chemicals known to cause cancer in essentially every public water supply in the country. Much, if not all, tap water contains things that are bad for the biology of our cells. There is chlorine and chloramines. There are VOCs, volatile organic compounds, which are herbicides and pesticides. There's perchlorate, heavy metals, bacteria and viruses, fluoride, pharmaceutical drugs, personal care products, microplastics, PFAs, which are known as forever chemicals, and general sediment. So let me break down why we want to know about some of these things in our tap water. And we'll start with chlorine. Almost all water utilities disinfect water with chlorine, sometimes together with ammonia. This does a great job of killing almost all the microorganisms in our water. But the chlorine itself does pose a risk to our health to some degree. We don't want to be drinking this chlorinated tap water on a regular basis. According to the U.S. Council of Environmental Quality, the cancer risk to people who drink chlorinated water is 93% higher than those who don't. There is a higher incidence of cancer of the esophagus, rectum, breast, larynx, and a higher incidence of Hodgkin's disease among those who are drinking chlorinated water. The byproducts of chlorination are associated with increased risk of bladder and rectal cancer, possibly accounting for over 5,000 cases of bladder cancer and 8,000 cases of rectal cancer per year in the United States. Chlorine, alongside fluoride and bromine, all interfere with the absorption of iodine, which is essential for our thyroid gland. So this can contribute to a lot of thyroid dysfunction. Chlorine is also a known gastric irritant and can drive inflammatory bowel conditions. Volatile organic compounds like herbicides and pesticides, there's a lot to know about that as well. We don't want that in our water and ideally not on our food as well. So when you can, buy organic fruits and veggies, filter your water. There are heavy metals in the water like lead, mercury, aluminum, cadmium, chromium, copper. Bacteria and viruses like Giardia and Cryptosporidium, which can cause all sorts of digestive issues, skin issues, hormone issues, you name it. Fluoride, which is a little bit of a controversial topic. And I did learn a lot from Andrew Huberman's podcast. About an hour and 30 minutes in, he does talk about a lot of these different chemicals and products that are in the water, and he does do a deep dive on fluoride. Unfortunately, a lot of the research is not great. It is linked to thyroid issues, immune dysfunction, mood swings, sleep issues, lower IQ, and more. Fluoride can accumulate in the pineal gland, which has been shown in studies to decrease melatonin, which is key for our sleep. There was a study done, a 14-year study at Harvard University, that was aimed to evaluate the association between fluoride exposure through drinking water and osteosarcoma, which is a type of bone cancer, among children. This study analyzed data from male and female children in the United States from age 4 to 21 and found that boys who were exposed to higher levels of fluoride in drinking water had a higher risk of developing osteosarcoma, bone cancer. However, there was no significant association found in the girls. There was another study done in JAMA that examined the association between maternal fluoride exposure during pregnancy and IQ scores in children from 3 to 4 years old, and the results showed that higher levels of fluoride exposure during pregnancy were associated with lower IQ scores in children. The study suggests that exposure to high levels of fluoride during pregnancy may be harmful to children's cognitive development. There was another study done called The Impact of Drinking Water Fluoride on Human Thyroid Hormones. And there were countless other human studies that link fluoride with brain cancer. Other things found in our water, pharmaceutical drugs like painkillers, antihypertensives, hormonal birth control, antibiotics, heart medications, you name it. There was a study called Endocrine Disruptors in Water and Their Effects on the Reproductive System. The study found that it can be harmful for fertility and ovarian function. Personal care products, the water gets contaminated with perfume, cologne, skin lotion, sunscreens, all sorts of products. Microplastics, scientists have found microplastics in the soil, in air, in our food, in rain, and of course in our drinking water. And then PFAs, also known as forever chemicals, not only are PFAs found in drinking water, but they are also found in human breast milk. And then of course, just your general sediment. If you are curious what is in the water in your city, you can do a quick Google search, water quality report for blank city. And there's also, if you go to EWG, I believe it's /tap water, or Google EWG, that's the Environmental Working Group, tap water, they have, unfortunately, it's only for the United States, but you can click on the state and it'll tell you everything that's in the water. So you can get an idea of what the water looks like that you're getting from your tap water. There were also two great movies that I watched just while we're on the general topic of water and chemicals in the water. Dark Waters and Erin Brockovich are two great movies that talk about very fascinating topics of chemicals leaching into the water and causing all sorts of issues. A question that I get a lot is, can I just boil my water? Unfortunately, this won't take out a lot of the products, and boiling your water can actually cause a chemical reaction and worsen some of the things in our water. So ideally, you'll have a filter, and I'll talk about some of my favorites. After doing a whole lot of research for my Bye Bye Cramps course, I have researched all the best, most recommended, and top water filtering products. There was a YouTube video on Project Farm who did a very deep dive into a bunch of the popular water filters. He tested them all side by side. It was very fascinating. So I can also leave that below, but it's Project Farm on YouTube, a comparison of all the major pitcher filters. I also got research from a whole bunch of websites online to see what people were liking on Reddit. And the top water filters were Zero Water. A ton of people love that one. Clearly Filtered, AquaTrue, Kangen. Berkey didn't rate as high. Pro One, Santivia, Reverse Osmosis, and UV Filtration. Reverse Osmosis is wonderful. However, this is an installation under your sink as well as UV filtration. So it's more of a whole home system compared to just a water filter pitcher that you can have on top of your counter. The price range is all over the map, so I would definitely suggest seeing what's in your budget, what's in your price range. For travel, a lot of people also loved the Sawyer Mini or the Sawyer Squeeze. Clearly Filtered also has a water bottle, which would be great if you're on the go, if you're in the airport and you just want some nice filtered water. If you're buying water from the grocery store and you just want like a quick grab and go, and we're talking glass versus plastic, always glass. Whenever you can, avoid plastic. It disrupts your hormones. It can cause all sorts of issues. San Pellegrino for sparkling water or Panna for non-sparkling. Same company, both in glass bottles, both great products. vitamin water is going to be a huge no. The other thing I wanted to mention as well is I know Brita is quite the popular product. They have recently been in a lawsuit for claiming that they're filtering stuff that they are not filtering. So something to consider there. It wouldn't be on my list, but I know it's in a lot of people's price range, and filtering out some is better than filtering out nothing at all. Something to keep in mind. Other things to note in terms of water is when to know if you're dehydrated, how much water to drink. So you'll typically know when you're dehydrated, you'll feel thirsty, you might get a headache or feel brain fog. When we are dehydrated, our brain and our body does not function well at all. Even slight dehydration can zap you of your energy and can cause a negative impact on anything you do, whether it's memory, focus, creative thinking, going to the gym, working. Whatever it is, you won't be working as optimally. A lot of health experts suggest the 8x8 rule, which is 8 ounces of water 8 times throughout the day. Other experts recommend 8 ounces of water every hour for 10 hours, which would result in 80 ounces of water. And this is if you are at rest, which means you are not working out, you're not sweating, you're not going to a sauna or taking a hot bath or a hot shower. Something to keep in mind, if you are exercising, you can use the Galpin equation, which is your body weight in pounds divided by 30, the number of ounces of water to ingest per 15 minutes of exertion. As a general rule of thumb, what I personally recommend to my clients is half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you'd be drinking 100 ounces of water, sipping on it all throughout the day. Also important to note, if you're consuming any caffeine or diuretics, to increase your water 2 to 1. So what I recommend my clients is to parentheses it. So you'd want to drink a cup of water, drink a cup of your coffee, and then drink another cup of water. So 2 water to 1 coffee or tea or anything that would be dehydrating or considered a diuretic. Also, if you're in a very dry environment, whether it's hot or cold, you may need to increase your water consumption and also add some electrolytes. Whether you are sweating or in that dry environment, this will help you to absorb more water and be more hydrated. I like the Element sachets. I also love BioSteel. For Element, the raspberry and the watermelon are my favorites. Some other flavors were not. I personally did not particularly love the spicy mango or the spicy lemon one, but the raspberry and the watermelon were two of my favorites. Unsure of how I felt about the chocolate. BioSteel, pretty much every flavor is my favorite. I would say I gravitate towards the rainbow twist and the peach the most. Otherwise, if you want to DIY it, you can add a pinch of really high quality salt, a squeeze of lemon, a dash of maple syrup, and you'll get all your electrolytes naturally from those food items. Other quick tips would be to drink 8 ounces upon waking. This will just help wake up your digestive system, start your day off on the right foot, get that hydration going after you've lost a bunch of water while you were sleeping. From breathing, from sweating. And if we're talking cold versus hot water, in traditional Chinese medicine, ideally room temp or warmer water is best. If you're using tap water for anything like cooking, ideally you're using cold water from the tap instead of hot water. I do not recommend using distilled water. And also, if you are using a filter, like reverse osmosis or the UV filtration, zero water, anything that filters out literally everything, you are going to need to add minerals back in. There are trace mineral drops called concentrates. There's also the Aussie mineral drops. There's a whole bunch of brands, but you do want to be adding mineral drops back into your water because you need minerals for everything, for healthy hormones, for good gut health, for brain health, you name it. So something to keep in mind there, if you're filtering out everything, you don't want that. Distilled water, not good. You want to be adding your minerals back in. Something else to keep in mind, I will never forget this story. When I was in school, one of my professors was talking about a client that he had. and this particular client had some health issues and they could just not figure it out. She ate well, she exercised, stress was low, she was sleeping well, all her blood work came back normal, but her symptoms would not go away. After many appointments and much digging, it turns out that she was not replacing the filter on her Brita. And because the water goes through the filter, all the moisture was harboring mold. And so she's basically drinking mold day in, day out, and having all these horrible symptoms. So something to keep in mind there is to always replace the filter when it says to replace the filter. Clean out the pitcher in between filter changes, clean everything out. You don't want any excess bacteria or mold harboring somewhere where it shouldn't. Any mold exposure is horrible. I've had clients deal with that. It is not fun at all. To sum it up, I recommend listening to the Andrew Huberman podcast. Tons of great information there if you want more of the science. In our tap water, we have chlorine, VOCs, which are herbicides and pesticides, perchlorate, heavy metals, bacteria and viruses, fluoride, pharmaceutical drugs, personal care products, microplastics, PFAS, and general sediment. You can look up the quality of your water if you Google water quality report for blank city. Always buy in glass versus plastic. My favorites again, Zero Water, Clearly Filtered, Aqua True, Kangen. There's also Berkey, Pro One, Santivia, and then the whole house systems would be reverse osmosis, UV filtration. If you can, I would also recommend a shower filter. If you are someone who struggles with dandruff, eczema, acne, any type of skin issues, really dry skin upon coming out of the shower or a bath, any extra filtration would be absolutely wonderful. If it's something you can't afford at the moment and you can only afford a pitcher, totally understandable if you have the money to shell out and you have some disposable income for a whole house filter. Absolutely do that. That would be the best. So your cooking water, your drinking water, your shower water, hand washing water, all of it is filtered. That would, of course, be ideal. Make sure you are also drinking enough water, especially if you are exercising or sweating in some capacity. Water is very important. If you are drinking any coffee, do a little sandwich of water, coffee, water to make sure that you're staying hydrated. Drink water first thing in the morning, especially before your coffee, is what I would recommend. And always, always change your filter. I hope you learned a lot from this episode. Thank you so much for listening in. If there's anything you do want to hear, I'll leave the link down below on Spotify for you to submit any topic requests or guests you want to see. If you like this episode, feel free to share it with a friend who needs to drink some filtered water. You can subscribe. It helps me a lot. Also, if you rate and review the podcast, that is absolutely wonderful. For more health, wellness, and lifestyle tips, you can come say hi to me on Instagram at nutritionmoderation. I'm currently accepting clients. You can head over to nutritionmoderation.com to see how you can work with me and set up a free discovery call. Otherwise, I hope you have an amazing day wherever you are, and I'll chat with you very soon.